International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 8. Day 3. Morning Nourishment. Luke 1:35. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, therefore also the holy thing which is born will be called the Son of God. Philippians 1:19. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Paul and Silas were forbidden to speak the word in Asia not by the Spirit of God or by the Spirit of Jehovah but by the Holy Spirit, who carried out the conception of the Savior. When they tried to go into Bithynia, it was not the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Jehovah who did not allow them, it was the Spirit of Jesus who did not allow them to go there. The Spirit of Jesus is the Spirit of the One with humanity, who lived a human life on earth for 33.5 years, who died an all-inclusive death, who resurrected from the dead to propagate the divine life by imparting it into all his believers, and who ascended to the heavens to be made Lord and Christ. This Spirit is the totality and the full realization of the all-inclusive Jesus. The apostles were moving under the direction and guidance of such an all-inclusive Spirit. Today's reading. The kind of work we do for the Lord depends on the kind of Spirit by whom we are guided, directed, instructed, and constituted. As a vessel containing the triune God, Paul was fully constituted of the Holy Spirit, who was involved with the Lord's incarnation and birth, and of the Spirit of Jesus, who was involved with the Lord's humanity, human living, all-inclusive death, life-imparting resurrection, and ascension. Paul was a person constituted of this all-inclusive Spirit. Thus, when he came out to preach, he could truly preach Jesus Christ. Actually, this Spirit should become our constitution. Then our work will be the expression of this Spirit. Elijah did not have this Spirit. He had only the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Jehovah. Elijah may have had a powerful spirit, but he was not constituted of the Spirit of Jesus. For this reason he could never do the work of ministering Jesus as the all-inclusive one or convey him as such a one to others. In reading Acts 16 it is easy to consider the matter of the leading of the Spirit in a general way. As we have seen, Paul did not carry out his work for the spread of the gospel according to his decision, preference, and schedule but by the Spirit. This understanding is also general. We need the heavenly vision to see what is implied by the two divine titles, the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Jesus. In order to understand these titles, we need to dig into the depths of the Bible concerning the Spirit. We need to study the Spirit throughout the Scriptures, considering the Spirit of God in Genesis and the Spirit of Jehovah elsewhere in the Old Testament. Then we need to see why the term the Holy Spirit was not used until it was time for God to become incarnated. When we see this, we will realize that the title the Holy Spirit is involved with God's New Testament economy. In particular, this title indicates God's coming into man to be one with man in incarnation. In the New Testament, the title the Holy Spirit indicates that God is now mingling himself with man. We also need the insight to see the significance of the Spirit of Jesus. This title of the Spirit refers to the Lord as the all-inclusive one who was a man, who lived a human life in his humanity, who went to the cross and died an all-inclusive death, who was resurrected for the propagation of the divine life, and who ascended into the heavens to be made Lord and Christ. If we dig into the Scriptures and have the heavenly vision concerning the Spirit, we will see that the Spirit of Jesus implies the Lord's humanity, human living, death, resurrection, and ascension. This is the end of today's morning revival.